好吧。再问。
Yes, sir, yes. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Kevin Paul, and I have a gentleman on the line named Kelly Bernstein.
Hello.
And, hello. Hello, who the fuck? I'm sorry, are you there? I'm still here. Okay, yes, doing a follow-up. Mr. Bernstein had sent in a request to the intake processing unit around April of this year, April 2nd, 2009. And was regarding a case that at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. All right, hold on, let's check some out. Yes, good afternoon. Hello. Are we having someone there?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, who am I speaking with? This is Calvin. Who are you trying to contact? This is Galvin? No, Calvin. Calvin. Who are you trying to contact? Oh, I'm trying to reach the Civil Division of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Yes. Okay, good. And Calvin, what is your role there at the office?
Legal tech. How can I help you?
Okay, you're a legal tech?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Yes, I have a gentleman on the line named Elliot Bernstein. Are you there, Elliot?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Bernstein in April had sent in a request and information to the Civil Division to seek the involvement of the Civil Division in an appeal, a RICO case that is pending at the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And he was referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office by Judge Shurshinlin from the district court there. And Mr. Bernstein sent in a written request for the involvement of the Civil Division. He recently, just 2 days ago, received an email confirming that his request was forwarded to the Civil Division and to contact this number to follow up on the status. So we're trying to determine where it is in the process. We're also trying to get verification of where this bill came from.
Okay. Who are you calling from?
Where? Like physically or who?
Well, you are an attorney, okay?
No. I am a business manager for Mr. Bernstein. Mr. Bernstein is a pro se litigant in the case. It is his case. He's under a medical treatment plan. And I am assisting him in the process.
Okay, hold on one second. Do you have a case number?
Yes, if you can hold on a second. The Second Circuit docket number.
Hold on one second.
No, I think he's asking if we have a case number from them.
Well, I don't think we can do it.
No, I'd like to establish one.
Right. Are you there, Calvin?
Yes, one second. So this is a case in the Court of Appeals.
It's correct, at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay, and the government is involved in the case?
Well, the government, he petitioned the government to officially intervene and appear in the case.
Okay, what is the matter in reference to?
Well, it's also legally related by Sheriff Shinlin, the federal judge, to a whistleblower case that she's now taking to trial regarding public office corruption at the First Department and First Department Departmental Disciplinary Committee. And we're legally related to that case of the whistleblower and inside a staff attorney. And the case, my case is a RICO case for $1 trillion. And it's tied to, and Sheriff Shinlin made it a market RICO, I think.
$1 trillion, is that what you
That's what we're suing for, correct.
Okay, so
As far as the government involvement, sir, if Mr. Bernstein takes part of the background of his suit, alleged fraud on the United States Tax Office, as described by Director Harry Coates of the United States Tax and Trademark Office, Office of Enrollment and Discipline.
Who's currently investigating several of the defendants in the case as well as the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Glenn Fine. His office is, I believe, 4 years into this.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Elliot, E-L-I-O-T, Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N.
Okay, and what's the other gentleman's name?
Kevin.
First name is Kevin, K-E-I-N. Last name is Paul, K-E-I-N. Okay, do you have a case number?
Oh, for what? For your case or for the court case?
The court case.
Oh, yes. Kevin?
The Second Circuit docket number is 08-4873.
CV.
The district court docket number, there's two district court docket numbers, at least two that you should be familiar with, which is 07-CV-11196. Correct. And the whistleblower case, which is ongoing, which is the Anderson case, is 07-CV-09599.
Okay, let me look it up and see if we have it enough. Okay.
Kelvin, what's your last name?
Colvin, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Thank you. Kelvin, when I send a intake processing unit letter, does it get a case number?
No. Forward it to the unit that would handle the problem.
So is that you?
No, I may get some of the document in the mail, but I would forward it. It may come to me, it may go to a number of other people.
Oh, because I sent it. And it says your email has been forwarded to the Civil Division. Contact them at 212 to follow up on the status. Thank you for contacting our office.
Yeah. Is there a name on it?
No.
Okay. Was it an email you received or a letter?
It was. I got an email from usanys-wpcomp@usdoj.gov. I actually was going to confirm if that's legitimate because it doesn't have a name. I've never gotten an email like that.
So, are you familiar with that email address?
Yes.
Mark Gold.
All those people. And a whole lot more in the amended complaint that you don't see.
Oh, okay.
Hundreds more.
There are hundreds more.
Including Elliot Spitzer, senior ranking people within the government. Yeah, it's very complicated.
Okay, why is it so complicated?
Because it's a massive conspiracy involving members of the United States government.
Oh, I see.
And Judge Shinlin is now taking the whistleblower case that confirms all the allegations of inside public office corruption to trial. And I'm sure she'll be bringing back in the related cases. She marked 9 cases related. And I believe that all of the related cases add to the whistleblower contention. She was a black American female staff attorney at the first department who was physically assaulted to keep the lids on things, like my case, according to her original complaint. So it's very complicated in that regard. And like I said, it involves people like Elliot Spitzer, 5 of the justices of the first department, a whole long list. Catherine O'Hagan's a clerk of the U.S. Court of Appeals.
The important ones for the U.S. government, however, are Harry Motes, director of the OED of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
And Mr. Motes directed me some time ago to file charges of fraud on the United States Patent and Trademark Office with the Commissioner of Patents, which I did. And based upon that submission to the Commissioner of Patents, my patents have been suspended pending federal investigations. Mr. Motes is supposed to be working with a gentleman who's disappeared from the FBI that nobody seems to know where he is, including the FBI. But Mr. Motes
was referred to 8th Marshal Jarrett by Glenn Fine.
And Glenn Fine, who's the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, referred the matters to 8th Marshal Jarrett and others within the Department of Justice. Sheriff Shinlin, in dismissing our case, told us to bring our case to the U.S. Attorney in New York in her order of dismissal, so it would be kind of weird if you didn't handle the case. Considering
okay.
It's not really me.
See another one, Elliot Burns, the other case. Okay, I see a lot of people here.
And there's a whole lot more. If you look up the amended complaint that was filed.
Yeah, okay. I don't see it in our system.
You don't see it in the system?
No, in our system. I'm looking at the district court. The district court, paper system. But not in our system at the moment. I don't mean it won't be in our system.
Okay.
Not in our system at the moment.
Okay. Maybe that's why I was supposed to call you today.
Yeah, well, that's how I find out who's assigned to it.
Okay.
Because I look it up in the computer and see, you know, if it's in the system, then there's going to be a name attached to it.
Oh, why would they tell me to contact the civil division if there's nobody assigned to it yet?
Oh, I don't know anything about that
email?
That transmission that you have, so I can't answer anything I don't know about. I'm only going by what I have here.
Okay.
So, one second here. Okay, yeah, that's not in our system. Let me see if I can. I'm trying to look at the district court system. Right.
The reason why, one of the reasons of why he was requesting whether there's a docketing process at the civil division was in addition to his letter, he also referenced a formal petition that he filed with the Department of Justice to intervene in the case. Obviously, you don't have a way of checking it at the door. Check those documents, go along, but check them.
such as a letter to President Obama and Eric Holder that was included in the letter to your office. In your system? It's just getting started.
What's happening is probably, I mean, there's so much to take, I mean, there's so much information here. But I don't know the work on the case.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a car bombing, a bomb that blew up in my car and blew up three cars next to it. There's been death threats on my life, so it's a little bit more than just a lawsuit type issue. And those are at the heart of several of the issues going. In fact, Sheriff Shinlin calls it a murder case. I only claimed attempted murder. I don't know what she knows that I don't, but I'm sure it's more than I know.
Well, I'm going to transfer you to a number, and then you leave a message. Well, what would that number be? Hold on 1 second. Like, is there a title or office? Yeah, that's one of the plain offices to find out what's going on with the case.
Okay.
Because I don't see anybody here. But here, are you in your calendar? Are you in what unit are you in? I'm in the social service. Legal tech? Yep.
Okay, what's
that's what I've been looking for. I pull up the district court page, the docket system, so I can see that you do have a case, but I don't see, you know, who's handling it to you. So I guess it's still being reviewed.
Okay, do you have a complaint number?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 1 second. That's 212-637. That's 08. You got it, 0840.
And who am I asking for there?
No, just the complaint officer.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, you state, you know, general information as to get concerns, and you want to know who's working on this case, and you have, you know, any information as to who's working on the case.
Okay, great.
That's the best that I can give you from what I have.
No problem. Can you transfer us?
Yeah, sure. Just hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
All right?
Thanks, Calvin. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Just hold on.
make a federal civil rights complaint, please leave a message at the tone, including your name, telephone number, and a brief description of your complaint or inquiry. You may also write to us, attention, Civil Rights Complaint, U.S. Attorney's Office, 86 Chambers Street, 3rd floor, New York, New York, 10007. To make a federal criminal complaint, call our criminal division at 212-637-0850. And if you're calling to report a violation of New York state law, please contact New York State Attorney General's Office at 1-800-771-775. Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Thursday, May 14th, about 4:02 in the afternoon. It's the time that it's 7 months in the fall. This is Senator with Mr. Elliot Bernstein. We are both on the line. We have four. This is his number. That was speaking with a Calvin, who is a legal tech in the school division.
Calvin Coleman.
Was reported to this office after receiving Mr. Bernstein receiving email from email address USAN.F-WC.com/DOJ.myself. This is confirming that Mr. Elliot Bernstein, our request to the civil division, has been forwarded. This is a request for Mr. Bernstein to name for the U.S. Attorney's Office to intervene in a case pending at the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Elliot Bernstein, New York State, A.L., the Second Circuit Doc number, 08-4873. The case has been legally modified to a case in the District Court, Judge Shinley, with the Anderson case, and that is Doc number 07-09599. Anderson case is trial. Yes, have a Mark the big with the floor of the corruption case, which is legally marked related to Mr. Bernstein.
And Judge Shinlin, who legally remarked and related, also referred us to your offices as was described in the initial letter to your offices.
So the letter to your office is the involvement of U.S. Attorney. Per the referral of Judge Shinlin, there's a petition that Mr. Bernstein has forwarded to the civil division. He's now been referred to this office there. Mr. Bernstein can be reached in area code 561-245-5. Thank you.
Also, the Court of Appeals case, Kevin, you have that number?
I provide that 08-4873. Mr. Bernstein's case, the District Court, is 07-CD-11196.
And in case you couldn't hear him very well, my name is Elliot Bernstein. My phone number is 561-245-8588. This case involves car bombings, according to Judge Shinlin, murder, and other issues that are extremely important. If your office can call immediately, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.